Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Those words are carved into many pulpits all around the world. This piece of scripture is a reminder for the preacher of the enormity of the task. Because as a preacher, having a reminder such of that is good and necessary. You don't come here to hear me speak each week. You come to hear a word from God. You come to hear and to see Jesus. In case you are wondering, those words are not carved into this pulpit. If they are, I haven't found them yet. But they are not. They do not seem to be here. But we would like to see Jesus. It's a group of Greeks who make that request in our passage today. They have heard of Jesus, and they wanted an introduction. We don't know if they traveled down to Jerusalem from Greece or if they were living locally. We do know that they asked Philip if they could see Jesus, and they asked Philip because, as the text tells us, he was from Bethsaida, which had a mixed population of Jews and Greeks, and so we can infer that Philip maybe spoke Greek. And we do not know if these Greek speakers were Jewish converts or if they were Gentiles who had come to Jerusalem for some other reason. What John tells us in his gospel account is that they wanted to see Jesus. They had heard of him, and they wanted that introduction. They had heard of Jesus, and they wanted an introduction. And I suspect that someone walking up to us and saying, "Excuse me, I would like to see Jesus," is both our greatest wish and perhaps our deepest fear. What do we do if someone asks us that? And many of us may want to also see Jesus. And often what comes as the response to such a question is, "Are you sure? Are you sure you want to see Jesus?" And what they're really asking is, "Are you up to the scrutiny that you would be under if you met Jesus? Would you measure up?" As if an encounter with Jesus is all about how we would be judged. Are we pure enough to be in the presence of Jesus? Have we helped enough people, said enough prayers, etc., etc.? And often the sense that comes with someone asking us if we are sure that we want to meet Jesus is the implication that maybe they're a little more pious than us. But why the judgment? Why does an encounter with Jesus have to be about us being judged? Why can't it be about us being loved? We would like to see Jesus. Do people today still want an introduction? If the answer is yes, are we introducing Jesus to people? And if the answer is no, why is the answer no? What are we and other Christians doing to turn people away from Jesus? This passage asks us to consider how we are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And I imagine that people do want to meet Jesus. They might not want to meet the church, but Jesus they might be very interested in. And those Greeks were there that day in Jerusalem asking to see Jesus. And of course, the text gives us no indication that Jesus actually met with them. In fact, after this passage, Jesus won't be seen again in public until he is nailed to the cross. And what if, when those Greeks finally did see Jesus, it was when he was nailed and hung to a piece of wood? Would they still want to see Jesus? Is this the Jesus that they had envisioned? At that point, Jesus cannot come to them. They must go to Jesus. And the Greeks ask to see Jesus. They don't ask for proof, and they don't ask for an argument or a debate. They ask to see. And when we act, do people see Jesus? When our friends ask what it means to be a Christian, do we need to defend ourselves and our faith? Or do we engage in a theological argument that we may not even understand? Professor Carolyn Lewis writes, "I think that much of what is wrong with religion, with Christianity, with church and its varied denominations, and within her own context, seminaries, is the conviction that we need to justify, prove, or validate the presence of God, the need for God, the certainty of God, all with an accompanying appropriate piety, rather than embodying, giving witness to, the fact that a theological perspective might actually matter for making sense of the world. We spend an extraordinary amount of time and energy constructing a probable justification for our God who cannot be justified by our standards." We would like to see Jesus. And how do we see Jesus? Do we put limits on what Jesus can do? Or are we open to the surprising actions of the Holy Spirit? Perhaps another way of asking this is knowledge of God the same as an experience of God? My hope is that our actions will allow people to see Jesus. And when you think of this church and this community of faith, do people see Jesus here? The Greeks wanted to see Jesus. They didn't want explanations. They didn't want arguments. They didn't want a debate. They didn't want to see signs or miracles. They wanted to see Jesus. And the response Jesus gives them is to offer up the very essence of what and who he is. And while the text might not say that Jesus meets with them, the response that Jesus gives is a truth that many of us, if we are honest, are uncomfortable with. Jesus provides a truth we don't want to see. Jesus tells them that he will be lifted up on a cross, that he will be exalted. And in the Greek language, the word for lifted up and exalted is the same word. We are coming to the end of our Lenten journey. Jesus will be lifted up onto a cross. Jesus will be lifted up as he rises from the dead. And Jesus will be lifted up as he is exalted, as he ascends to heaven. Jesus says, to serve me is to follow me. And Jesus shows the death he is going to die and invites us to come and see him. Because the hour has come. And friends, I dare say that the hour has come and gone. It is past time that we ensured that Jesus is seen through our witness to this community and the world. We too would like to see Jesus. And I imagine it would help many in their daily walk of faith. It would ease the criticism and scorn we often receive from a society if we could just produce Jesus. There he is. See, we were right all along. But take note of the response that Jesus gives. Read through the metaphor about seeds and get to the heart of the message. Yes, Jesus says, you may come and see me. However, wait a few days. Come and see me on Friday afternoon. You won't be able to miss me. I'll be the one suffering and dying. I'll be doing that for you, but I hope you come by and see me anyway. We want to see Jesus, the Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Amen.